Once again, the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcefully to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Last year, forest fires burned enough timber to provide a 12-month supply of newsprint for every newspaper in America. They wrecked outdoor playgrounds, destroyed wildlife, and took the lives of many people. Do you know how many separate forest fires there were in America last year? There were 175,000 of them, and over 90% were caused by people. You know, it only takes a moment's carelessness with a match, a cigarette, or a campfire to set loose fire in a forest. But the same moment of thought and awareness can save so much. If you can start a fire through carelessness, then by being watchful, you can prevent that fire. Be careful.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Revenge is Murder. afternoon in the private office of an exclusive jewelry store. The proprietor is storing away trays of diamond rings, bracelets, and other valuables. Suddenly, the door opens and three men file into the room. The jeweler looks up as the door closes.
Charles, I'm putting these rings... What is this? Who are you men?
This is a stick-up, mister.
No, don't bother reaching for that button. Clerks outside are all taken care of.
Stick-up? This is fantastic. You'll never get away with it.
No? Well, we're going to try real hard. Okay, Professor. You're safe.
Right, boss. Out of my way, mister.
No,
out
please,
of my way! That's better.
You're wasting your time. This safe has a time lock.
That's right. That's why we picked right now to get here. Time lock opened 30 seconds ago.
What? How could you know that?
We're eight tailies. Well, Professor?
Rings, bracelets, brooches. What's this? False bottom, eh? Take a look, boys.
What a rot.
That's what we came for. Okay, let's go.
Wait a minute, boss.
What's the matter, Professor?
Pretty cute, mister. Pace, eh? Good imitation. Fool almost anybody. Almost.
Okay, mister. Start talking. Where is he?
Hold it, boss. Here it is. Back behind the phony. This is the McCoy.
Well, what do you know? A cool million and 100.
Look out, a guard behind you, boss.
That guard won't bother anybody anymore. The boss, what happened?
Got me.
Caught it right through the head. Now what?
We gotta get him out of here. Fast.
How's the boss doing, Professor?
You keep your eyes on the road, Dodo. Me and Jigger will worry about him.
What do you think, Professor?
I think he's finished. No sense lugging him along. I say let's ditch him.
Well, maybe he ain't dead.
With a hole like that in his head, behave.
But suppose we do ditch him. What about his share?
We split it up. Is that bad?
You talked me into it.
I still don't like a Jigger.
Get smart, Dodo. Like the Professor says, he's practically dead anyway. Besides, how about the extra cabbage, huh?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Where do we do it?
See that culvert up ahead?
Yeah.
Stop there, Dodo.
Okay.
Here we are. Give me a hand with him, Jigger.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Out he goes. So long, Ricky. Happy dream. Okay, Dodo, what are you waiting for?
I'm gone.
Well, I'm glad that's over.
Scared, Jigger?
No, only... Well, just as we give him the heave, his eyes was open. Like he knew what we were doing. Like he wanted to take a good look at me so he'd know me next time he saw me.
Like clockwork, Commissioner. They even knew to the second when my time lock opened.
Well organized, all right. We'll find some trace of them, Mr. Golden.
Does it strike you this isn't an ordinary gang of jewel thieves, Commissioner Weston?
Not particularly, Cranston.
These men knew just what they wanted. They even passed up trays of diamonds and watches to get it.
This one they called the Professor, he was a diamond expert. Nobody but an expert would have spotted that paste imitation of the Kelbor.
They were probably tipped off to look for it. Just as they were tipped off about the time lock on the safe.
I still think
if you don't mind, Cranston, this is police business.
Remember, Lamont, you promised you wouldn't get in the way when the commissioner let us come along.
Yes, you're right, Margot. Well, suppose we run along and finish dinner.
That's a good idea, Cranston. I'll take a rain check on my dinner. I'll stay around until the lab boys finish up here.
Okay, Weston, we'll drop by tomorrow. Come along, Margot.
Good night, Commissioner. Mr.
Good night,
Golden.
Commissioner.
All right, darling, now tell Mama. You've got an idea perking behind that deep frown. What is it?
Yeah, why should a gang that plans a crime so well pick the one thing in the place that's so easily identified?
Maybe they plan on hiding it until the excitement dies down.
Very few crooks lay away nest eggs for the future, Margot.
Then you tell me.
Well, the man they called the Professor was a diamond expert. I suppose he was also a diamond cutter.
I see what you mean. Then if the stone was cut up, it couldn't be identified and the gang would be safe.
Exactly. By taking only that one stone, they cut down the risk of being caught.
Sounds like the answer. What are you going to do?
Have a talk with an underworld contact I know, Margot. He may be able to tell me where to find a diamond expert who is also a diamond cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
What is it?
You, Dr. Strickland?
Now, look here. How'd you get in here? It's after hours. The office is closed.
Emergency. I need treatment. Get up.
No, just a minute. I can't just...
Turn on a light and get up.
This is most irregular. Good heavens, man. How did you ever get here with that head wound?
Fix it up.
Let me take a look at that. Gunshot, huh? Sorry. I'll have to notify the police. Regulations.
I got my own regulations. It's 45. Says you don't notify anybody. Fix it up.
Oh, be reasonable. Even if I did fix you up, the first exertion would bring on a hemorrhage.
You're wasting valuable time, Doc, and I ain't got time to waste. You like a sail?
All right. It's your life. With proper care, you might be saved, but have it your own way.
What are you doing?
Preparing an anesthetic.
Oh, no. I stay awake. Like that, you won't get tempted to make some telephone calls.
I can't be responsible if you force me to perform this operation without anesthesia.
Nobody's asking you to be responsible. All I want you to do is to patch me up so that I can walk out of here. How long will I be good for if it wakes?
Minutes, hours, days even, with luck. Certainly no more.
Good enough. That should give me time to do the three jobs I got to do before I cash in. Okay. Get started, Doc.
Yeah?
Okay, Jig, it's me. Toto, let me in.
I ditched the car like you said.
Good. Come on inside. The professor's ready to cut the diamond.
Hi, Professor.
Hello, Toto. Boys, this is it. I think we're ready.
It's going to be all right, Professor?
Hope so. I think I've got the grain figured, so she'll cut three even sizes. Each piece should be worth $250,000.
That's the stunt, Professor? That hunk of mud?
That's the coating I applied for the cutting. Oh. Reduces chances of miss.
So what if there's a miss?
If there's a miss, Dodo, your share won't be worth a cent. All right, Jigger. I'll hold the stone. You turn that vise until I tell you to stop.
Yeah.
Easy now. Easy. Stop. Hand me that mallet and chisel.
Yeah.
Be awful careful, huh, Professor? Awful careful.
Well, here goes, boys.
I can't look, Jigger. What happened?
You can open your eyes, both of you. A perfect cut.
Oh.
Here you are. One for you, Dono. One for Jigger.
Yeah. Hey, what a rock.
Ain't that gorgeous? What I won't buy for baby.
And now we scatter. Hold up and lay low.
We don't see each other again, Professor?
Never. This one job should take care of us for the rest of our lives.
Lamont, are you sure we're doing the right thing? After all, this is police business. Maybe we should call Weston.
Now, suppose it's a false trail, Margot. After all we know is that an ex-diamond cutter is a lab down here. For all we know, there may be nothing to it.
But maybe you're right. Where is this place?
That must be it right across the road. Come on.
I suppose it would be a waste of time trying to talk you out of it.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Let's go.
Good girl. Locked.
Now what?
Well, faint heart never broke into empty houses, darling. This little gadget should take care of that. Inside, quickly.
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May, at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May, at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
Somebody wanders along.
All right. Ooh, dusty old place. Doesn't look as if anybody ever used it.
table over there might have been used lately. It's interesting.
I'm sure it must be, darling. Do you mind letting me in on it?
Yes, this vise. A mallet and chisel. The kind used in diamond cutting.
Look at those bits of clay. Like a cocoon.
Yes, diamond cutters usually pack a stone in this before cutting it. Notice the size of this one.
You think it was the Calvor diamond?
It's the only stone that size. You notice there are only three segments. There are originally four bandits.
The wounded one must have died.
Yes, maybe. How could you explain this?
Blood. A drop of blood.
Fresh blood. Yet the mallet and chisel are covered with dust.
Well, maybe the injured man was here after the others, after the diamond was cut.
Yes, very probably. Look, here's some more drops. He's left a trail.
Where does the trail lead, Lamont?
Nowhere from here, Margot. Well, I think if we can pick it up again,
yes,
we might pick up the trail of the Calvor diamond.
Hello, is that you, baby? This is Dodo. Yeah, went good. Sure, I got the mole out, tons of it. From now on, it's the big time for you and me, baby. Furs, diamonds, the best fuzzy. Wait a minute, baby. Yeah, that's funny. Sounded like the boss's knock. Don't go away, baby. I'll call you right back.
Hello, Dodo.
Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
But you're dead.
Almost, Dodo. Not quite. I came to straighten things out.
This, it wasn't me, Ricky. It was Jigger and the professor, not me.
The diamond. Give me the diamond, Dodo.
No. Don't come near me. You're dead. Those bandages are broken.
Give me the diamond, Dodo.
Yeah, sure. Take it. Here's my share.
Thanks. I got what's coming to me. You're going to get what's coming to you.
No. Don't kill me. I don't want to die.
Don't worry, Dodo. Dying ain't half bad. Once you get used to it.
Return to the shadow in just a minute. The day following the sensational theft of the famous Calvor diamond by four bandits, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane dropped by Commissioner Weston's office.
Just wondered what kind of progress you've been making on that jewel burglary, Weston.
Slow but sure.
Any leads, Commissioner?
Several, Margot. First thing this morning, a Dr. Strickland reported giving medical assistance to a man with the same type of head wound described by the jeweler.
Oh, good work, then you've got him.
No, not yet. He held a gun on the doctor and escaped. Dr. Strickland has identified Ricky as the man he treated.
Then the wounded man is still alive.
He was when he left the doctor's office. There may be something on the case now.
What does it say, Commissioner?
Dodo Dooley, known associate of boss Ricky, found shot to death in rooming house. Murderer believed wounded. Left trail of blood from room.
Trail of blood?
Dodo Dooley, a small-time crook, wasn't he?
Yes. Our main interest in him was his former connection with Ricky. What were you saying about a trail of blood, Margo?
Nothing, Commissioner.
Well, I guess you've got your hands full, Weston. We'll run along for now.
All right, Cranston. Keep him out of trouble, Margo.
I'll try, Commissioner. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Professor, let me in.
Professor, put up that gun. I gotta see you.
I told you we were to split up, that we weren't to see each other anymore, Jigger.
Well, I had to see you, Professor.
Well?
Toto's dead, burned down by a .45.
So what?
It was Ricky that did it. It was the boss.
You're crazy, Jigger. The boss is dead. He had a hole in his head the size of the Holland Tunnel.
I know he's dead, but he's come back to get even.
How can he come back if he's dead?
Now, how about Dodo? You think maybe he died of old age?
Okay, so Ricky's come back. For $500,000, I'd look a whole crew of ghosts in the face.
Not me. I don't want any part of it. You take my share of stone. Here.
You're tossing away a fortune, Jigger.
Take it.
Suit yourself. I don't mind taking anybody's $250,000.
Well, I hope you get a chance to spend it, Professor. They ain't putting pockets in shrouds this season.
You don't understand, Mr. Cranston. I told the police all I knew about this man, Ricky.
Did you, Dr. Strickland? Everything?
I don't think I understand.
You heard about the murder of a hoodlum named Dodo Dooley?
Why, yes, I heard it on a news program this morning.
There was a trail of blood leading from the room. I believe the killer was the man you treated.
I see. I didn't know that.
Is there anything you can tell me, Doctor?
Mr. Cranston, I'm going to be frank with you. I didn't tell the police everything.
No?
Ricky raved a lot while I treated him. He believed his gang had double-crossed him, and he wanted revenge.
Who were those men?
I didn't pay much attention at the time.
Was one of them called Professor?
Something like that. You know them, Mr. Cranston?
No, just by name. You realize that a man's life might have been saved had you been frank with the police.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cranston. Well, when the man left my office, I didn't think he would live out the hour. As a matter of fact, I don't see how he could be alive right now.
Well, maybe the professor was right. Maybe I was a sucker to throw away my share of stone. Hey, Ricky, you know old Chicka wouldn't cross him. But who's that? Guess the old nurse is giving out. Maybe a little snorted up. It was all the professor's idea anyhow. Toss him out, Chick, he says to me. He told me. That knock. That's Ricky's. I don't believe it. He's dead. He couldn't be. Who's there? Who is it?
Oh, Chicka.
What? Oh, you're dead, Ricky. You're dead.
Getting closer to it every minute, Chicka. Give me the diamond.
I haven't got it. The professor, he's got the whole thing. I gave it to him. Honest, Ricky.
Give me the diamond, Chicka.
I haven't got it, I tell you. Have an honest.
I'll get it, Chicka. If I have to take it off your body.
No. Please, Ricky, please. I tell you, I haven't got it. Got the diamond.
Jigger, can you hear me?
I can't see it. I don't see anybody.
Nobody sees the shadow, Jigger. Who did this to you?
Shadow, you're too late. You'll never get him.
It was Ricky, Jigger?
Yeah, and he was dead, too. I saw the hole in his head, the blood in the bandage.
The dead don't walk, Jigger.
First, Toto and now me, and then...
Then the professor, Jigger?
Yeah.
Where is the professor?
Waterfront. The old stone place off the end of the road. But let him go, Shadow. Yeah, let him die like the rest of us. Huh?
No, Jigger. I'm going to save the professor for justice. To answer for the killing of the guard. We wouldn't want a murderer to cheat the law, would we, Jigger?
Thank you.
nuts. I must be going soft like Jigger.
Fool.
Tossing away a $500,000 because of a spook. Phone. How could it be? Nobody knows I'm here. Nobody knows the number. I won't answer. Why not? What harm can it do? They might get suspicious. Oh.
Hello? Hello, Professor. How are you feeling?
Who is this?
This is the Shadow. How do you like the company of the dead, Professor?
What do you want?
Surely you can't let him stand out there in the cold, Professor?
Who?
Your friend, Ricky. Didn't you know he was standing outside your door?
You're trying to scare me. You're trying
Why don't
to...
you go to the door and let him in, Professor?
It's a trick. And I won't... Hello. Hello, hello. Hung up. Outside my door, huh?
They think I'm chicken like the others. Scared, spooked.
Well, I'll show 'em. Outside my door, huh? Where? Ricky? No! He's dead. Cold. Why, he's been dead a long time. Ever since we left him, he's been dead.
That's right, Professor. He's been dead a long, long time.
You. Ricky. Put your hair on the floor, dead. There can't be two of you. You must be going crazy.
You're not Ricky.
No, Professor. I'm not.
But you're wearing his clothes. And the bloody bandage. You even sound like him. What is this?
This is the end of the trail, Professor.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't know how Ricky's body got here, but that's not important now. You have the last two pieces of the diamond. I want them.
Who are you?
My name is Dr. Strickland.
The doctor Ricky came to get patched
up. Exactly. Before he died on the operating table, he told me an interesting story about a $1 million diamond. He was going after the pieces. When he couldn't, I decided I would.
Then you killed Odo.
And Jigger. And now you, Professor. You understand I can't leave any loose strings lying around?
Okay. I know when I'm licked. The diamond is on that table in back of you. It's all yours.
Well, are you being sensible?
Let go, you...
I'm surprised at you, Doc, falling for an oldie like that. Now I got the gun. And I'll have all three parts of that diamond. Give me Dodo's share.
Look, Professor, let's make a deal. I'll give you my share.
You don't have to give it.
I'm taking.
Look behind you, Professor.
You don't think I'd fall for this, same guy? You didn't say that, Doc. Who did?
I don't know. There's no one there.
The Shadow is here.
Shadow.
I'll take that deal you offered. There's two of us to one of him. It's us against him. A deal?
A deal.
Cover the door. I'll take the windows.
You're wasting your time, Professor. You're the ones who are trapped, not I.
We'll cover this room inch by inch. We'll find you, and when we do...
When you do, all you'll find is the law.
The law?
Yes, Doctor. A riot squad. All for you. And would you believe it? They're on their way here right now.
Lamont,
Are
you going to tell me what happened, or are you going to be mean and let me guess?
I suspected Dr. Strickland from the first time I talked to him, darling.
Why?
Well, because he said he heard about Dodo's murder on a news program. That was in the morning. Yet the news wasn't released until that afternoon.
Why didn't you take him in then?
Because that wasn't evidence. Later, I went back and searched the building and in the cellar, found Ricky's body hidden in Strickland's medical locker.
Strickland hadn't killed him, though.
No, he died during the operation. But before he did, he babbled about the diamond and the three men who double-crossed him, told about the gang hideouts, the code knock, everything.
And that's when Strickland got the idea to masquerade as Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem possible, a doctor doing all that.
Well, he wasn't a doctor when he committed the murders. Weston checked. Strickland had lost his license for illegal practice shortly before Ricky came to him.
Oh.
Well, come on, darling. We've got to hurry.
That's right. We shouldn't keep the commissioner waiting, should we?
We certainly shouldn't. And, darling.
What?
During dinner, you will be polite, won't you?
Polite?
Yes. Because I'm sure Weston will want to tell us all about how he solved the mystery of the Calvo diamond.
When Congress passes a law you don't like, kick about it. That's your privilege. But disobey it, and you forfeit your freedom. And I don't mean necessarily that you'll be put in jail. I mean that you, as an American, are a free man. You're free because the laws of our nation make you free. So if you try to evade the law, you're ruining your own freedom. Now, if you don't agree with the law, the American way to change it is to work to get it changed. But you must obey it while it's still law. Sure, there are some bum laws made. Laws, like other things human, are often full of imperfection. But we've got the wonderful privilege here in America of speaking up and letting Congress know what we think. Let's hold on to this privilege by obeying every law. For when law ends, tyranny begins. Only the law can keep us free. And freedom is everybody's job. And now back to the shadow.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when the shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow.
Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The part of Lamont Cranston was played by Brett Morrison, Margot by Grace Matthews. The program came to you from New York. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now?
Paniekvoetbal is nooit de beste tactiek, dus laten we allemaal een keer kalm blijven en niet hard in de aanval gaan. Luister in de plaats een uurtje naar Signaal Ruis. We hebben de ideale mix om tot bezinning te komen en zeg ons dan achteraf maar een vriendelijke dankjewel. Goedenavond en welkom. Beginnen doen we met een Canadees-Amerikaanse samenwerking. Gelukkig kan dat nog op muzikaal vlak. Infinite Games, het debuut van Consumables uit Brooklyn in New York, verscheen namelijk vandaag bij het Canadese We Are Time label. En er zit trouwens ook een Australisch kantje aan de samenwerking, want u raadt het nooit, voor de mastering van hun scheve postpunk december op Mikey Young. Uit dat debuut is dit het stuiterende Great Design, Consumables.
Avoid you gotta
great design van Consumables. Something Soft zal de nieuwe plaat heten van Mail. Het trio woont verspreid over Ierland en Londen en maakt dat, wat maakt dat de repetities ten volle moeten renderen. En dat lukt hen aardig. Zo ook bijvoorbeeld voor hun eerste nieuwe single van die plaat. De geboorte van DMAM gebeurde in 20 minuten in een schemerige studio in Dublin. Het nummer gaat over mannen die vrouwen online DM'en en vervolgens agressief worden als ze niet de gewenste reactie krijgen. Something Soft heet dus die nieuwe plaat, maar de muziek is dat niet bepaald. Dit is DMAM van Mail.
Ha!
In Schotland worden ze ook niet bepaald vrolijk van het nieuws, maar kunnen ze toch een dancepunk feestje op poten zetten met de nieuwe single The News van Bikini Body. Het vijftal uit Edinburgh bracht een split single uit met Conscious Pilot om hun tour door de UK te vieren. Het instrumentale trio Those Who Didn't bracht jaren geleden al een EP uit met 5 nummers, maar nu nemen ze een nieuwe start met de uitbreiding naar een kwartet en binnenkort een eerste plaat, Maybe Next Year. Hier is alvast een eerste single, Your Defeatism is Sexy, van Those Who Didn't.
Alien van Richard Textiles. Het is een van de 5 nummers op hun nieuwe EP die binnen 2 weken verschijnt. Trio uit Winnipeg, ontstaan uit de assen van Art Rockers Blessed, neemt daarbij het heft volledig zelf in handen, van de opnames tot het artwork. In ons hoofd was Miserere Mei, het debuut van de Zweedse postpunkers Isolated Youth, al even uit, maar dat blijkt dus pas begin volgende maand te zijn. Voor de productie van die plaat deden ze een beroep op Ferris Badwan van The Horrors, en dat kun je ook horen op deze nieuwe single uit die plaat, Psychosoma van Isolated Youth.
Says Elena, but she moves just like you used to. When I order a drink, her eyes meet, and the walls recede. Thoughts I think I can hardly see, stumbling through the woods with the sound of your feet, kicking the leaves. I find you on your knees, staring at a nest, a dead copperheads under a tree split boulder. I said, whirling like a maniac, you get the fast word, the wind whips colder. You grab the cross hanging at your chest, the other hand soft. As I'm catching my breath, you make my ear the neighbor bite it off. Sit preaching for the flock, you say, and smile at the rocks and the cranes. The spot where God said to me, once love as a face, child, you can never be free. Yeah.
lives after death. Some faces are ageless and stasis till the night. They inject shame into a moment you is left to do. But project on the eyes as it melts in the tree.